afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name's Pat Francis.
Hello everybody, Gary Luce.
I'm Matt Belknap, the producer.
Yes. Joining us also sitting in, listening, is Kyle. And I've got to say, I've never seen Kyle and Preston in the same room together. So I'm starting to think.
Maybe.
I think the last time Kyle was here, Preston was here.
But no, I didn't look, look over towards them. Oh, okay. So I'm thinking this could be like a Clark Kent type thing.
It could interesting. Be.
Preston wears glasses, right?
No. Oh, yeah, he does. Wait a minute.
Wow. Father of the year.
Preston. I was thinking of those like Clark Kent style glasses.
I'm just talking glasses in general, Gary.
Okay.
You were so definitive. No.
Who now?
No. I mean, yes.
You are absolutely wrong.
I don't remember.
No. That is my boy, Pat, and you are absolutely. Oh, no, you're right.
I think yes. I would know. Oh.
Okay. He wears them because of you. It's your shitty genetics.
That's right. Yeah.
So, wow. Did you wear glasses at an early age?
No, about 20.
And what is he wears them for? Does he have a...
For some eye thing. I don't know. They're just fake. They're trying to look intellectual. Okay. Like Sting or
they're
something.
They're hipster shades.
Yeah, they're hipster shades.
All right. Anyway, what's going on? How are you guys doing?
Good.
Just great.
It's been a few weeks. Been a while. We're back in style.
We're back in style. And
it's hot.
The chipmunks.
It's been hot out here in LA.
Hot here.
Let's complain about it. White people problems. Man, is it beautiful out.
So beautiful. I've been basking in the afterglow of that Big Star documentary. Anybody watch?
I didn't see it yet. I want to see it.
You got to watch it. It's on demand, so everyone can see it.
Like, oh, cool.
But you know, it's like $6 or something. You know, because it's like you know, new release or whatever.
But that's not bad. If you went to the theater to see it, it would be $11.50.
You say on demand, I just assume you mean free.
Oh, free, right?
I never pay for anything. I hate it.
I just got that Amazon on demand is now on the Wii.
The Prime.
Yeah.
The best.
So yeah, you have Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you. If you buy three things from Amazon in a year, you have to get it.
Yeah.
There's been so many times where it'll be like Monday at like 6 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And I'll order a CD and it'll be there the next morning at like 8 a.m. It's like there's the Shoemaker's elves made the CD in my garage and put it on my
Craig Shoemaker.
The Love Master.
They Love Master it over here. Has Sarah ever watched that movie called Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging? It's like a teenager.
No, she's not seen that.
It's like a British teenager movie. It's good.
Snogging means sex, though, right?
It's just kissing.
Making.
All right.
Yeah, but it's this British teenager movie. It might be from the, like, 5 years ago or something, okay. But it's got really cool music. There's this, like, there's this hip band in it called the Stiff Dillons, and they're good. Yeah,
this all sounds like they're trying to put sex in here some way. Stiff Dillons is Dillon
is that based on the American movie Angus?
No. Angus is a cat, I think.
And of course, that's the documentary about Angus Young from AC/DC.
Yeah.
Yes.
I kind of ask partly because that movie, do you remember that movie from the 90s? Mm-hmm. It was like a tween movie kind of.
Yeah.
It was like a kid who gets picked on or something.
Yeah. I think Nickelodeon produced it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I saw it, but the soundtrack was like surprisingly good.
Yeah. Muffs were on there, I remember, and Green Day probably, I think. And,
For young listeners, there used to be a thing called original motion picture soundtracks.
Yes.
And also for young people, there used to be a thing called original motion pictures.
That's true.
There were movies that were not based on a comic book
or a TV
or
show
a previous movie.
Yeah.
So go back to the 90s and you'll see some good ones.
If you've seen a Tim Burton film, you've never seen an original motion picture.
Wow.
So I interrupted. So this movie, you recommend this movie?
Yeah, just because of the music's cool. And I was just kind of watching it in and out. Like, I think Preston was watching it. I didn't have my glasses on, but he might have. But it's like, that seems like a cute movie. And like, wow, what's that song? And
is that a free stream on Amazon Prime?
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah.
We also, Sarah wanted a loft bed.
Oh.
A couple, like last year. And I bought it on Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And it was Prime.
Uh-huh.
So this 200 pound metal loft yeah. bed was delivered in 2 days for free.
Preston's bed came for free. Yeah. On Amazon. It's yeah.
a loft bed. Is that like a bunk bed?
It's like a bunk bed.
It's a bunk with no under bunk.
Yeah.
What's underneath?
That's her hangout area.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what Zoe needs. She's too young, though. She'll fall off.
She'll fall off. Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Done deal.
A little slide.
I got no business. What do you have, Gary?
I think that Chit Chat concludes our new business, but we do have a sponsor this week that'll help us kind of get into the topic here.
Okay, cool.
At the tippy top here.
Hi, you pussycat. You say you open up a bicycle wash and the first six customers drown, and they pick you up in the wax museum for trying to score with Marie Antoinette. Is that what's got you down, pussycat? Well, rise up. Get yourself Harry Nilsson's new album, Pussycats, produced by John Lennon. Nilsson's latest Pussycats on RCA Records and Tapes. Meow and purr.
It's time for another exciting episode of the Rock Solidopedia. We're up to Volume N. Harry Nilsson.
Volume N.
He's an N guy. Maybe we'll hear some more of him later. Who knows?
Wait, John Lennon produced that album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a big Harry Nilsson. He was a friend of his.
They're buddies. Yeah, hanging out.
Also, this will probably, today's episode will be Paula Deen's favorite episode.
No, because it's N-words are in
here. What if that was today? It's all songs that use the N-word.
That'd be a lot of rap music.
I might have that music. N-word coming up.
And one Guns N' Roses song.
Right, you're right.
Ouch. You want to get us rolling on this?
Sure. I'll get us rolling with something kind of current, 10 years old. But it still feels current to me. This is a band from Orange County.
They actually put out an album last year that was very good. I don't know why you're playing this one, but this is good too.
Because Rocksteady is my favorite No Doubt album.
It is the best.
But let's hear a little No Doubt on Rock Solid.
Geniuses at capturing what I loved about 80s pop music and then making it like sound fresh, but still kind of like that. It's great.
And that's one of the few albums that has multiple producers, which I usually don't like, but this one works. And that song was co-produced with by Rick Ocasek of The Cars.
Yeah. Which
nice.
I think did some work on the first album, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He produced two songs on this album, too.
But the first big one.
Right. And he also co-produced Platinum Blonde Life from this album. So he had his hand in a couple of the hits.
You can always hear that distinctive, like, because I think it's in Like a Girl, there's that, like, that guitar sound that you hadn't heard since that Cars.
Yeah, thing. Exactly.
And sometimes there's that little cheesy keyboard, ding, 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 that kind of ding, ding, ding stuff.
Gary's and up. A lot of uh-ohs in the vocals.
That's right.
great example of an N-band. I was going to pick Simple Kind of Life. I love that song. But
that's a great song.
It's a chess match on the Rock Solidopedias. I don't want to, like,
I don't know
you're going to pick.
I know, and I always think that too. I think we're going to be good for the rest of the show.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, let's have to see.
I just have to say quickly, like Elise the other day was like, I feel like I'm turning into Pat Francis because I loved that No Doubt album from last year, and it's like it never even came out.
Yeah,
no one talked about it. You never hear it.
It's because like, you can't. I think even the most popular band cannot wait that long between albums. It's hard. Yeah. People forget.
Well, she did two solo albums. Mm. You think that would have kept her in the?
I know, but it didn't
a little bit.
I know.
But I think
Should have happened was a solo album, then a No Doubt album, then a solo album, and we'd probably be getting another No Doubt album right about now.
Well, they're working on another one actually already. So,
well, let's get it going, kids.
I don't know what the audience is for it anymore. I guess the people who dig that sound are older and don't care about music anymore.
And did you hear the last No Doubt album, Gary?
Not the whole thing.
But
I stand by it, man. Yeah. I think it's really good. It's got a lot of that same kind of 80s flavor.
I'm going to get it.
Yeah. You haven't heard it? You would love it.
I've only heard that one song.
You would love it.
The length of that song turned me off.
Yeah, it was weirdly long.
It was like six minutes.
But that's because it's got like a 90-second fucking sitar intro for some reason. And then it just kind of it trickles out at the end for a minute, too.
And what's funny about that, whenever I hear a single edit, like if it would have came out like as a 4-minute version, I would have went like, No, I want to be a purist. I want the long version. But when they give me the long version, then I go, this is too long.
That was produced by Mike Myers and his love guru, Guru Pitka, produced that one. Gentlemen, if I may, a relevant new group that starts with an N that has these guys are hipster superstars. The National have a new album out called Trouble Will Find Me. And here's the hit single, Don't Swallow the Cap. They name check two other albums on here.
Oh, cool.
Catch it. He's a bit of a mumbler. Yeah. If you want to see me cry, play Let It Be or Nevermind. Probably Replacements. Let It Be. Probably. Maybe Beatles. Who knows?
And what makes him cry? That some people are dead in both of those bands.
I think he's just a pussy.
Dropping the hammer.
Oh. I've had it,
Gary. Have you been up for a while today? You seem like a lot more energetic than maybe other times. Not all other times, but I'm like you're in a good, you're in a super good mood. I think
I got almost no, but I did the sleep study thing. Also, I'll save it for next time.
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
Oh, that's great. Did well. It's gonna
you aced it.
Yeah, aced it. Nailed it.
So my next artist, he actually played at the Canyon Club last night. He brought his political views that we all disagree with to the Canyon Club last night.
Did you go?
No, I've seen him enough. Yeah. I got his autograph too. So, and he was super nice when I got his autograph. So we didn't talk about anything. I'm sure he probably had some Trayvon Martin things to say from stage last night. That's crazy idiot. But this is Ted Nugent. This is from 1976, before we knew how he stood on social issues.
He might not have even stood that way back then.
He probably didn't. And the lyrics to this are great. Free for all.
Oh, that's what I was going to play.
Oh. I got me a rock and roll band, it's a free for all. Suck it.
Fair enough.
The magic, shake your tail feather in my face. I got my magic in my hand. Suck it.
Yeah.
I think maybe Richard Wagner. He might be the only other one whose music I enjoy more, but don't get along with his politics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nugent and Wagner. I think those are the big two. Awesome. Well, I was going to pick that one too, so I'm glad I crossed that off the list. I'm sneaking
this
in more
crazy.
Picks.
I've already
had like three picks and I barely even started.
Oh my God.
This is one that
you brought 21 tracks.
Good. Excellent. No, we're not
going
to
get a lot of phone calls.
You know how it is. This is something that a listener was honking about. I love these guys' first album. They were kind of in that Monsters and Men, Mumford and Sons sort of scene, but now they've kind of like got a little more classic rocky sound, and they're from Scotland called Noah and the Whale, and they also name check a classic album on here.
Okay.
See if you can.
I'm
gonna
really
this.
Listen this time.
Okay,
crank it up.
Two of them. On the Whistling Show with 5 years time, but
I still didn't hear who he name checked in
right at the top. It was two Neil Young albums.
Yeah, Looking for Harvest,
Harvest,
but only found
okay.
Silver and Gold when he was
okay.
15. But you know,
I did hear Harvest.
Keep looking, youngster.
All right,
you'll find it. Thanks for whoever recommended that. I'm sorry. It's the worst. I got to get better at remembering. You know, people.
Well, we get so many emails so many Facebook posts, and unless you actually log them, they're just in and out. What is this logging?
We need an intern. So we're gonna Kyle get a pin.
We got Jason Wilcox.
We got Jason Wilcox. Oh, how great is that?
That is amazing.
Go to our new website now.
Yeah, what's the
Rock Solid the podcast?
Yeah, what's the what's? Let me. I'm just gonna shout it out there right now.
RockSolidShow.blogspot.com.
Nope. RockSolidGuide.blogspot.com.
RockSolidGuide.
Easy to remember.
Just spend the $3 to register the domain and forward it.
All right, we'll have to do that.
Fascinating website.
So this next artist I'm gonna play is legitimately in the U.S. a one-hit wonder. Mm-hmm. But in the UK, he's had a string of top 10, top 20, top 40 hits. But this one came out in 1979. And this is there's always those songs where I think, there can't be anyone that doesn't like this song. So let's hear a little bit from...
Not a fan.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding.
From Gary Numan.
Good one!
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock up my doors. It's the only way to live in cars. Here in my car, I can only receive. I can listen to you. It keeps me stable for dice in cars.
Tambourine, air tambourine.
Air tambourine, he's doing it.
That's cool.
Am I making this up, or did I just see him? He came out and performed with Trent Reznor.
Yeah, with another band, Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah.
Was it Nine Inch Nails or Reznor solo? Nine Inch Nails. Kyle, that's Kyle's favorite band, Nine Inch Nails. So and they do this song, and it rocks.
Yeah. Cool.
He had this group called Tube Boy Army.
Yes.
And so if you like that, but want to hear some more like crunchy guitars with it too, get some Tube Boy Army. That's some good stuff.
This guy's got. I'm looking on Wikipedia. He's got a million albums. He's got at least 20 albums. 2006, 2007, 2008, 2011. You know, I'm sure he's someone's favorite artist.
Here's what I don't like about Gary Numan. He's one of those pilot guys. You know, he's like when like someone's a pilot, they really got to let you know they're a pilot, like John Travolta.
Oh, and, okay. And
he's like one of those
JFK
guys.
Jr.
Yeah.
And the
a bad example.
Moving on.
And Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden. Yeah. They just wear wings on their lapel all the time.
Exactly. Just waiting for somebody to bring up airplanes. Maybe we'll change that here in my plane. Maybe we'll change.
Well, how come Weird Al didn't do SARS?
Here I have SARS.
You've got SARS or bars.
Oh, man.
Your turn.
Okay.
You're up.
Someone else is popular in England, has a new album out, but not really popular here. But we're going to go back to her first album. This was my favorite song of 2007. Why don't you go ahead and hit that, Matt, and I'll...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's the order you put these in. It's not a woman. Oh, I see what you see. Yeah.
Okay. Now, apologize.
I apologize. You're right. I jumped over one.
That's okay.
Talking about KN?
Yeah. Hit it. This is... Kate Nash... And this is one of those great songs about relationships almost over, but not quite. It's I don't know if it's a breakup song or let's break up song.
First date night, everything's fine, except you've got that look in your eye when I'm telling a story and you find it boring. You're thinking of something to say. You'll go along with it, then drop it and humiliate me in front of our friends. Then I'll use that voice that you find annoying and say something like, yeah, intelligent input, darling. Why don't you just have another beer then? Then you'll call me a bitch and everyone we're with will be embarrassed and I won't give a shit. My fingertips are holding on to the cracks in our foundation. And I know that I should let go, but I can't. And every time we fight, I know it's not right. Every time that you're upset and I smile, I know I should forget, but I can't.
Check out this line here, hold on.
You said I must eat so many lemons, cause I am so bitter. I said I'd rather be with
your friends, mate, because they are much fitter.
Huh? Shit. It's a pretty British argument, huh?
British smackdown.
You must eat so many lemons because you're so bitter.
Yeah, take that. Ooh, he calls her a bitch, too.
Yeah. I love that funny accent. Like, what's the... I'm blanking on her name, but what was that... that other songstress that came along a few years ago.
Oh, Ellie Goulding?
Nope.
Oh, Adele?
Nope. Adele does talk like that, but doesn't sing like
that's
that.
That's true.
For some reason. Oh, come on.
What are you yelling at us for? We don't know. We don't know what you're talking about. You have a computer in front of you.
Okay, I'll look it up while you guys are doing
that's what I always say. You have a computer
in front of you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I can't.
That didn't help at all. I know what you're talking about. Who is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Thanks, Kyle. Glad you're here. Smile. That song was Smile. Remember the song? Smile?
Oh, Lily Allen.
Lily
I'm sorry.
Allen.
Exactly.
Lily
Allen. Okay. Yeah, they were both kind of like MySpace sensations that they kind of made over. Thank you very much. I should have known that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. She sounds exactly like her. I didn't think it was going to be that hard to pull.
Is that who you were thinking of, Kyle?
So we didn't know it.
What you got?
Let's get in the Wayback Machine, and we're going to go back to 1972. This was a song that was a comeback single for this. This former teen heartthrob.
Oh,
this is a guy who has the greatest hair.
Amazing hair.
So much hair.
Gary Sandy and WKRP hair.
This is you know who it is, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
This is Ricky Nelson.
Yeah.
And Garden Party.
Yeah.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends, a chance to share old memories. Play our songs again. When I got to the garden party, they all knew my name. No one recognized me. I didn't look the same, but it's all right now. I learned my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself. Came from miles around.
I like it.
He was in that another one with the well, I don't think he was the pilot of that plane that he.
Oh, he's another pilot. You're
yeah,
right.
He was
in a plane.
He should have went with Gary Newman.
Comes full circle.
I'll go with JFK Jr. I'm cool. He was good. He was supposed to be like the sanitized Elvis or something. But he really like broke out of that and went his own way. And
he lived. He had some drug issues too behind the scenes, right?
Sure. Yeah, those
Ricky
kids.
Ricky Nelson's got those kids with the blonde hair.
Here she comes.
ruining the legacy of their dad.
All right. Here's, we heard some songs later that name checked other albums. Here's one that's just kind of like some general rock criticism that I'll think you'll enjoy. Check out this. This is Mojo Nixon, by the way. Question.
She's a tortured artist. Now he whines like a wounded beagle. Poet of despair, puffed up with hot air. He's serious pretensions and I just don't care. Die, Hitler. Must die. Don't let him get back together.
Mojo Nixon.
I have
Skid
never
Rover. You never heard that?
I have never heard that.
Oh, that's cool.
And I love the Eagles and I like Don Henley solo, but that's right on the money. I cannot disagree with any of the sentiment in there.
Mojo has his own show on Outlaw Country on Sirius. That's fun to listen to. And
that's great.
A bunch of great albums. They were giving them away on Amazon. Speaking of free things on Amazon for a while, they might still be as far
just
as
giving them away.
Just giving them away.
I'm going to go look it up.
Go check it out. Mojo Nixon.
My next song, Matt looked at my playlist and goes, we've played this.
Well, here's the thing. I think we might have talked about it on Never Not Funny recently or something. Like, it was like, it really felt like it just happened. But then when I looked it up, we played this song in episode 33, so I think we're okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to play it again because it immediately came to mind when Letter N came up. And this band only had one album. This song is amazing. It only went to number 36 in the U.S.
What?
And this is the New Radicals with You Get What You Give.
One, two,
Yeah.
You can't fault that.
And I remember,
except for the ad hominem attacks on so Beck random. And Hanson later. Just
right.
From the bushes.
That's what you don't open your career with. they must have just put a hit out on this guy as soon as he came out, and that was it.
And I think I said this before when we played it last time. The first time I heard that, I thought it was maybe Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, it's very much like that.
It has very much of a Todd Rundgren feel.
There's a great music podcast called Low Times with Tom Sharpling from WFMU, and they have a great episode this week where they're trying to find the most 90s song possible. And that was briefly a candidate, but it was decided it was too good. But I think Sex and Candy won, I think, ultimately. But it was that's a good episode.
That is.
This is like you figure I was going to play some Neutral Milk Hotel on this, and I said, this is too predictable, but I got to play some New Pornographers.
Yes.
And this is my favorite song by them from their third album, Twin Cinema. Let's hear some Sing Me Spanish Techno. Clip, ironically, about listening too long to one song.
Oh, I never knew what he was saying. I'm terrible at deciphering.
What'd you think it was?
I thought he was just saying listening to a love song. Listening to a love song.
Maybe. No, wow. Maybe you're right.
No, I think you're right.
Oh, anyway. Wow. So that's AC Newman, Nico Case, voices blending like chocolate milk or something. Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, she has a new album, new song out. Have you heard that?
The
new,
I haven't heard it
the
yet,
new
yeah.
Nico.
Yeah, she sounds has. She sings a duet with Peter Wolf on his newest album.
Get
too, out. Nico Cash.
Oh, I gotta hear that.
It's really cool.
Oh man. All right.
Now this here's one that no one's heard. Mm-hmm. Gary, you might have heard it, but a long, long time ago.
Okay.
First concert I ever saw, 1979, Kiss on the Dynasty tour.
Yeah.
Or if you're in Australia, Dynasty. And the
great
opening.
To be part of.
I know, that's what he always says. The opening band was a band, an American rock band called New England.
Oh.
And they were their debut album was co-produced by Paul Stanley. And Death Right. And this was their single. It only
Paul, what made you decide to work with this band, New England?
Let me tell you something, Matt Belknap. When I heard this band, New England, I said, these kids got it. I mean, I got to put them down on vinyl. I mean, the sound was just amazing.
Yeah.
And they said, Paul. And I said, what? They said, Paul, would you come produce some of our album? I said, I will. But I tell you what, in the studio, there can't be any drinking. There can only be blowjobs. They said, okay.
If Boston is big, New England, as by definition,
it's got to be different. Gigantic. But
regional hits.
Right. So their first single, Don't Ever Want to Lose You, only went to number 40. But let's hear a little bit of Don't Ever Want to Lose You.
This band is beautiful in the fall, by the way.
Face.
That's New England.
That, I've never heard that.
Another Todd Rundgren little thing. He produced their third album.
Oh, so they went, they got that deep.
They got that deep. They got
How did they make it that far?
They made three albums.
Did they change their name, or did anybody play in there that went on to something else?
Nope, just New England.
New England.
And they probably thought, you know, Boston, Chicago.
Pat Francis carrying the torch for New England, well, keeping it alive.
Carrying the torch for that one song.
Into, but yeah, this. I bet this is the only podcast that's played that this year.
I bet you're right.
All right.
Maybe the only podcast that's ever played it ever. Ever.
Maybe this might not have been heard in the U.S. since 78.
It's very possible. There's also no reason to ever hear it.
No. It's not that bad. It's not terrible. That was produced by Mike Stone, who worked with, you know, Queen and Asia.
How many production notes do you have for this fucking band? Holy shit. Are you their manager?
Then in 80, when they came out with, they decided to go into the studio, and behind the boards was,
I swear to God, you gave them like the full credits for this one guy.
I'm trying to make it sound like they're relevant by connecting them with people.
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley, Todd Rundgren, Mike Stone. Yeah,
it's so relevant. That really helped.
All right. This song freaked me the hell out the first time I heard it. It was like, I was
scary song.
It's scary, but in a way that like a different way that things weren't scary, because like, it was like, you know, 80, 81. And I was first like experimenting with punk rock, and, you know, I'd be home after school alone and, you know, turning the stereo dial all the way to the left there to the college stations and seeing what was on. And this just seems so like foreign, illicit, and like scary, and describing a world of like, oh my God, they're gonna kill me, you know, this is like, oh, I'm dead. It was like when I watched Nightmare on Elm Street for the first time, and I was like home alone and it was almost bedtime, like, oh shit, I can't go to sleep now.
Who are you gonna play? This is crazy.
This is a group called The Normal. Have you heard them? And this is a classic song. It's not me. People know this song, I swear.
Okay. All right.
It's called Warm Leatherette.
Listeners be the judge.
Okay. I was scared to go in the living room after I heard this, because that's where that song is.
Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm.
And it kind of goes on like that. It's leatherette. It just, you know, describes all the scenes of an accident of like, you know, feel the handbrake penetrate your thigh. Nope. Let's make love before you die. And it's kind of inspired by that Crash, you know, yeah. J.G. Ballard thing. And it's, I don't know, it just spooked me out.
And the singer of that song also hosts the television show Sprockets.
I believe so. Yeah, that is pretty sprockety. Yeah, okay. It doesn't get much more sprockety. Anyway, so that was The Normal. Okay, cross that. All right. I'm going to have nightmares now.
Well, now, let me tell you, Gary. Yes. If you liked Ricky Nelson's Garden Party.
Sure.
We're gonna. This is.
Did I mention that I didn't?
Oh, okay. This is. Oh, then you're not gonna like this. Okay. I think this is right in the same wheelhouse as that. This is from. One of the Monkees.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this.
This is from his second solo album called Magnetic South.
Yeah.
Produced by this is Michael Nesmith, and this is from 1970, and this is a song about a girl named Joanne.
Oh.
Matt will hate it.
Her name was Joanne, and she lived in.
Yes.
And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love.
Nice.
That did not chart.
I was going to bring in that. Do you like that?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Went to number 21.
Oh,
Top 40.
I was going to bring in that Some of Shelley's Blues. Do you like that song, that Nesmith song? That's my favorite.
I'm trying to think. How's that one go? I was also going to bring in the one, because I used to play it on MTV all the time, Lucy and Ramona.
Oh, yeah, and on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, and her brother Sunset Sam.
Yeah, on Sunset Sam, yeah. That was a good one. Yeah, a real video pioneer there.
Yeah, he was.
Well, let's get all the stuff Matt's going to hate out of the way right now. We're gonna skip on down to... there was the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, right? And they were like kind of this, like a, you know, second or third tier Eagles, but they had this hit with, they did a cover of Mr. Bojangles.
Okay.
And, you know, it was a huge song. And so they used their commercial capital to like hire all their idols, like every like old, aging, like bluegrass and country player. And they put out this, I thought it was a triple album, but it's just a double album of like all these country standards. And they got, it's like Ma Maybelle Carter, Roy Acuff, Earl Scruggs, Doc Watson, just everybody was still alive back then.
Is there a Steve Martin, thing with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band? Is there some, did he play on there? Did they have the same manager? Did he open for them in his early career? I'm serious. I think there's a Steve Martin connection.
That would make sense. Yeah. You would see them at, you know, Tahoe with a comedian or something like that. They were that kind of band. But so they put out this amazing album, double album of country standards. And it seemed like everybody had this album when I was growing up. It was like a standard issue.
I agree with you.
And it was a great introduction to this kind of music. Let's hear the title track. This is Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Matt commenced puking.
That might be Steve Martin on it.
That might be, yeah. They have arrows through their heads.
I was standing by my window on one cold and cloudy day when I saw thee.
That's Johnny Cash's mother-in-law there on
really?
Lead vocals, yeah. Ma Maybelle.
The only thing I could find was Martin opened for groups such as the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, the Carpenters, and Toto.
Proof.
I thought it was a little more involved than that for some reason.
It got down to the Nitty Gritty.
Well, let's mess the whole show up right now with this next song. It's from 85. They call this a power ballad, I think. This is a band that might have the worst name in rock.
Oh.
They just took two names and put them together.
Okay.
They took a thing called Ranger.
Yes.
And put a word Night.
Sure.
In the front of it. And this is Sentimental Street by Night Ranger. Almost a drum solo.
So you're walking out on Sentimental Street. What you doing?
Okay.
That's it? That's all we need. Wow.
I wanted all to catch you. Did you drop that in at a minute 30 or did you do that from the beginning?
No, I didn't do a minute 30.
Oh, that's what I had. That most of the time was minute 30.
Doesn't say that here.
Oh. Really? It says it right here.
We just went motoring on through.
I believe you. Want to drop it in a minute 30 and see what I actually had queued up? I didn't want a drum solo to play.
Sorry, dude.
It's my fault.
So you're dancing out in that wall. You did them same two steps that I taught you back into. Heard you dying last night at Country Razor's Cafe. Did you get your fill? Did you think you had to pay? Well, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to know who produced it? No, okay. I thought that's what you were going to ask me.
My sources tell me that this song was played on episode 82.
Oh,
Rock Solid.
Really? What was the what was the category then?
Don't know.
What if it was letter N?
We didn't even know, we didn't know where any did ends.
Let's see. That week you played songs from Vampire Weekend, Bob Seger, Prince, Lou Reed, Peter Wolf, Brian Setzer. I'm Going Down, Main Street, Alphabet Street. Oh, Streets.
Okay.
Yeah. There we go. Interesting. Well, that's okay. It bears repeating.
Yeah.
Does it?
I was going to say that exactly.
Maybe not.
Well, let's do a thing where we retire. So I'm retiring.
Retired.
Song.
Retire the band. How about that?
Well, aren't they?
You tell me. You're the expert.
Well, they're not retired, but in the hearts and minds of people, discerning listeners, yes, they are.
Yeah.
Let's give Matt a little palate cleanser from these last couple of rounds of music. I just finished the new Chuck Klosterman book called I Wear the Black Hat. And I love that guy. He's the new ethicist in the New York Times magazine.
And what's that book about?
It's just about like villainy, like our fascination with villains and people like who want to be villains and like present themselves as villains.
Right.
And there's like a whole chapter about this next group and also about the team they love to represent, the Oakland Raiders and things like that. But it's this is NWA let's hear a little skit before I.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
So true.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is. So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a
drum beat,
and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what, I won't hesitate. Take to this one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known as your brother brain damage.
The creator
brain
of the
chronic on the mic don't manage nothing for making a sucking you
people. I didn't catch that, I'm
don't
sorry.
Be another sequel.
Alright, that's from Straight Outta Compton. It's hard to overestimate just like what a hubbub that album caused. It was just like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And
one of the best albums with one of the worst fonts I've ever
seen.
Yeah,
terrible. Yeah. Don't worry, man. I know Photoshop. I got this.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't know where that came from.
Like, you'd see him on MTV being interviewed, like, and wearing, like, bulletproof vests and stuff like that. And you're like, oh, damn, this is scary.
Warm leather. Definitely against the grain. I don't know if people really can understand now, but, like, at the time, rap music was almost universally positive. Like, everything was about don't do drugs. Like,
have a party.
DMC was all like anti-drug.
Right.
There was hardly swearing, actually.
Right.
Like, swearing was even kind of weird.
It was more creative then.
Well, it was just more like uplift. Like, I think the idea was like, let's try to uplift our people. And these guys were like, no, we're going to fucking do the opposite. We're going to like actually sort of represent what we see in our lives, I guess.
Do you think they really feel that way, or do you think they did it to sell records?
I'm sure it was both. I mean, they have a weird history. I think they were started by, this album was funded by drug money, as far as I can.
Oh.
Isn't that the story? Or is that
I think
kind of a
so. Or wasn't there like a Jewish tycoon in there somewhere? One of those like business dudes who like, but
I think the thing I always heard is that Eazy-E really was selling drugs.
I think so. Yeah.
Got enough money to like, you know, get some studio time or something.
But also kind of a prep school guy, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I would love to read a good book on
that.
Yeah,
is there one?
I don't know.
And I know Dre was in like, was it like in the Wrecking Crew or whatever? Like, he was in
embarrassing dance club.
Yeah, DJ. With like crazy, you know, glittery hammer pants and stuff like that. And then, but yeah, it's good stuff. And that Express Yourself, that's a great song. That's Charles Wright and the 103rd Street Watts.
Maybe the first or one of the first of many brilliant samples.
Yes.
From Dr. Dre.
Quite so. Quite
knows
so.
Knows how to pick them.
Does he? Yes.
Like Pat Francis knows how to pick them.
Well, I would love to get this next guy in the studio with those last guys and see what happens.
Not that far-fetched. They're both from LA.
I know. This is from his album Land of Dreams. This is Randy Newman.
Oh.
You're from people different world. You just call me and I'll be there for you. We belong together, you know it's true. Cause there's something special about me and you. Something special about all of us.
Something special.
I can't be that. I know I'm a moron because this guy's a, you know, brilliant songwriter, but I can't help it. Every time I hear a song of his, I just think it's, you got a friend in me.
Well, you know,
that's where it's going every time.
I want to get the listeners in on this party. I was going to play this band, like when it was, you know, I heard it was like letter N. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be cool. I'm going to play some Noi. Any you... Exclamation point. Have you heard of them?
No, I have not.
Classic krautrock, German proto electronic dance music from the early 70s. And I thought, oh, that's going to be self-indulgent. That's going to be just me trying to show off or something like that and be obscure for its own sake. And then I got a couple calls on 330-81 Rocks that sound a little bit like this.
Beep. Hey, Rock Solid. This is Jim Caldwell in Evanston, Illinois. And I would love to hear you play Hollow Gallo by New, that classic krautrock band.
I thought it was pronounced Noi all my life, but apparently, let's get another call.
Rock Solid, it's Mike in Connecticut. My N band is New, and the song is from their first album, and the song is called Hello Gallo, and you can pretty much start it anywhere because it's the same thing for 9 minutes. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
The people have spoken. We're going to hear some Hollow Gallo from New. Maybe it's Noi. Let's figure it out. Like I settle into a groove with that.
Yeah.
10 minutes or so. Hello Gallo, that's a German word for wild party.
Yeah.
Do you see you at the Hollow Gallo? Jack from Florida, you're on the air.
What?
Is he there? Is he,
yeah, sorry, you're jumping back.
Oh, sorry.
Cue it.
Hey, Pat and Gary and Matt. This is Jack in Florida, and I'd love to hear some New York Dolls. Maybe Pill? That's a fun one.
Perfectly reasonable request for an end show. Then why don't we hear that? Ask your doctor if pills are right for you. And finally, we won't play these calls for a little bit long, but Wendy and Wendy Lillard and Rich from Oregon, and I think Kyle and a lot of other people wanted to hear some damn Nine Inch Nails. Mm-hmm. And Rich asked for this song from Pretty Hate Machine. So let's hear what that sounds like. Probably should have cued this.
This is a scary song, too.
Now, Kyle, what song would you have picked?
trying to think. Only, probably, from With Teeth.
All right. Go ahead and cue that up in your own homes there. The extended Kyle mix.
I was like, wow, how much great music does Matt have?
Wow, that would have been like a magic trick, but if only. Anyway, so, hey, Pat, how about I've been hogging. I'll kick it back to you.
No, oh, okay. I got one more.
Okay.
And this is a lady.
Okay.
Stevie Nicks.
Oh.
This is from her second album, The Wild Heart, and this is might be one of my favorite solo Stevie Nicks jams. So let's hear from 18 Seconds, Enchanted. That album also funded by drug money.
Which album was that one?
That was her second album called The Wild Heart.
Oh, okay.
Produced by Jimmy Iovine.
Let me burn through just a couple of them real quick. Negro Problem. Speaking of Paula Deen, this is a great Silver Lake hipster band of the 90s. Negro Problem. Let's hear some of this.
I think you've got the wrong idea. I think you've got the wrong.
True story, when we were at the old building, I saw Stu from the Negro Problem at the ATM by the Chase.
Is he a white guy or a black guy?
He's a African-American fellow.
Okay, good.
He was...
I know, really.
No, he's if you heard of the Tony Award winning play Passing Strange, he's the mastermind behind that, and that's like a very worthwhile Spike Lee joint to watch. Let's hear a little bit of I love a lot of aggressive stereo panning, so let's hear some from New Order from the Great Low Life album. We'll just burn through this real fast. Sure. How about that?
Everybody's... I love that kind of stuff, especially when you have the headphones.
Yes, it's perfect.
That Nine Inch Nails song had a lot of that too.
It really did. I really love that.
Aggressively stereophonic.
This is a group that it's one of the most confounding things, the two-hit wonder. And who knows? Maybe they'll go on to have
a third. But yeah, third, the two-hit wonder is tough.
Came in with Animal, and I thought, well, that's great, but that's the last we heard of them. Came back with this joint that I'm sure you might enjoy. A group called Neon Trees. Why don't you see if you like this? I bet you'll enjoy this.
Hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Hey, baby, what you gotta say? All you're giving me is fiction. I'm a sorry sucker, and this happens all the time. Everybody talks. It started with the whisper.
Yeah, that's a good song.
That's a great tune.
Love it. Love it. I'm going to pretend that was your pick so it doesn't look like I'm hogging, okay? Since you like it so much.
Okay, good.
Okay. And finally, this is this week's CD giveaway, Not a Surf, from their covers album, If I Had a Hi-Fi.
Okay.
And this is their version of Electrocution by Bill Fox. Sounded good. Sounded big starry. If you want to win a copy of that, they do Depeche Mode on here. Go Between is a lot of cool bands. Go to iTunes and write a review of Rock Solid, and we'll pick a winner at random, and I'll send them that CD.
Also, this episode will post this week, right? And so I just want to let you know that the day after the episode goes up, I will tweet a contest where you can win a copy of the new VJ book, the MTV VJ book.
Oh, exciting.
Ariel Fredman from Simon & Schuster. I said, hey, could I get a couple copies to give away of my podcast? And she said, a couple? How about three copies?
Nice.
So it's a great book, easy read, fun
people
read.
People say that that is just like popcorn. Like you just can't
stop reading.
Yeah,
it's so fun. It's a piece of cake to read, and these are hardbound.
Nice.
So I'll tweet a contest the day after this episode goes up. So man your Twitter feed.
All right.
And if you're not following us, now you have to follow us because you know there's going to be a contest tomorrow.
Excellent.
So thanks for listening. Gary, thanks.
Yeah.
Matt, thanks. You got a song to play us out?
I do, yeah. You know, there's two giants of hip-hop with the letter N. We've played some Notorious B.I.G.
Sure.
I think once maybe Gary played them. I don't think we've ever heard from Nas.
Oh.
So this is from his first album, Illmatic, a classic rap album that everyone should pick up and enjoy. This is New York State of Mind.
Ooh, Billy Joel cover.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, yo, Black, it's time. Bird timing. It's time, man. All right, begin. Yeah, straight out the fucking dungeons of rap. But fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. No. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm. I be kicking, musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out the feet froze. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass heads, trying to sell some broken amps. G-Packs get off quick forever. Niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force.